Another Rumophile update. We had quite a yarn from Phone on the Run about a bloke who had his phone stolen on a train but retrieved on his behalf by a Good Samaritan. Amanda joins us, who's the wife of James. Amanda, good morning to you.
Hello.
Your husband, James, had his phone stolen yesterday.
He did, yes. Just on Clifton Hill Station when they arrived, when they pulled in there, someone just snatched it straight out of his hand and took off running. So my husband took off after them as well, but the guy that snatched the phone ran straight through peak hour traffic on Hoddle Street and behind the aquatic centre there. So my husband went up to the lights, and in the meantime, the Good Samaritan saw a break in traffic, and James didn't even realise that someone had jumped off the train to help him. By the time he got to the Good Samaritan had got his phone back already, so he's not sure how he did it, but we'd love to track the guy down and say a proper thank you, because James felt like he was a bit in shock when it all happened, really.
What a great story. So there's
your
husband, James. Was your husband intending to get off at Clifton Hill?
No. He had to go back to the train and catch the train again.
Right. Was the Good Samaritan intending to get off at Clifton Hill?
I think his car was parked there, but he's actually from Greensboro.
Righto. Your husband's phone snatched.
Yes.
Off goes the thief. Your husband takes off, but also does GS, the Good Samaritan.
Yep.
And your husband, law-abiding Larry, doesn't want to cross Hoddle Street against the Don't Walks. He waits for the lights to change, but not old GS, not the Good Samaritan. Through the traffic he goes, after the thief, gets the phone, comes back and gives it to your husband.
Yep, pretty amazing that people these days would help someone out like that.
Good Samaritan, I tell you, read your Bible, Amanda. The Good Samaritan didn't go anywhere near as far as your GS, I tell you.
And tell your husband that he's in a bit of strife too, because he didn't touch off with his Mikey card and the authorities will be after him.
It's a little wonder. It's quite amazing, Amanda, that both your husband and the GS weren't thrown to the ground by a transit officer. And you would like to get in touch with this bloke to say, well, that's above and beyond.
Yeah, definitely. Yep, and say thank you and how much we appreciate people helping like that, because it wouldn't happen every day.
Yeah, does anyone know who this Good Samaritan is? Has anyone bowled through the doors of your house last night and said, you won't believe what I did today on an impulse? I chased a bloke and got another person's mobile phone back. What sort of mobile? Tell me it was an iPhone 6 Plus and not, not a 1983 Nokia.
it was the newer Samsung.
Oh, the new Samsung.
Yeah.
Amanda, take two bottles of the Bortley and a pancake parlour voucher on our behalf. And you can share those with the Good Samaritan in the event that he turns up.
Yeah, I hope he does. Thank you.
Amanda.